MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
And let's finish the program with this. The petrol price is currently on track for a hike at the start of next month. Diesel could be lowered slightly, though. The organization, the AA, monitors this process carefully. And joining us now is Leighton Beard, who speaks for the body. Leighton, welcome to you and thank you. The Rand, as I speak to you today, is really on the back foot. And I guess this is bad news for the petrol price.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you. Good afternoon. I mean, it's lost around 4.5% year on year, and it's certainly down from where we had it, a couple of weeks ago. I mean, if I just look at a chart, I mean, last Friday it was at 18.77. Today we're hovering around 19.20. So it's lost a lot of ground, and that is being reflected in the petrol price. Last Friday we were looking at around about a 30-cent increase to petrol, to the grades of fuel, both of them. Today we're looking at around 35 and 33, so 5 cents difference just in a week's time. The diesel price is remaining relatively stable at the moment, Jeremy, but obviously if the Rand continues to slide, this could potentially be very bad news going into May.
And there's also a double whammy because we have to factor in the volatility currently of global oil prices. That would affect the price at the pump, and that shows no sign of abating.
It doesn't. When you look at it, since January, we've lost around 12% on Brent, which is obviously the benchmark. Developments, the geopolitical developments that I think we're all aware of in the Middle East, OPEC cutting production, things like that are definitely having an impact on that oil price. And as you rightly say, both of these factors, the Rand and the oil price, would most probably have a very negative impact on petrol going into May. Let's have a look and hope it doesn't have that same impact on diesel.
Why would diesel decrease in price and we have an increase in the petrol price? Draw the comparison for me.
I think we need to understand that two different types of fuel. The manufacturing processes are different, and that alone gives you a difference in the pricing of these two fuels. It's like having a Granny Smith apple and a Red Ruby apple. They're still apples, but they're different.
And just finally, Leighton, ruin my weekend for me completely. What kind of hikes are we looking at next month then?
Well, based on the current data for petrol, we're looking at around 35 cents a litre increase, a decrease of around 30 cents for diesel, and around about a 20 cent decrease for illuminating paraffin. So I think it's obviously a mixed bag. The big issue there, of course, is the increase to petrol, and that's going to hurt consumers the most. The fact that diesel isn't going to go up at this stage of the month is good news for consumers, because that means the input costs aren't going to get higher. So very much a mixed bag. So if you've got a diesel vehicle, Jeremy, I think you'd be smiling. But if you're running a petrol motor at the moment, I think you're going to feel the pain in May.
All I can say in reply, Leighton Beard, is how them apples. Thank you very much for joining me from the Automobile Association.